Some news now from the world of sports, and we'll start in the NHL and file under Didn't See This Coming. Yesterday, the Montreal Canadiens, a team in first place in the Atlantic Division, fired their head coach, Michel Therrien. And here's the kicker. The man they hired to replace him is Claude Julien, who was fired just 1 week ago by Montreal's longtime ancient rival, the Boston Bruins. This decision by Montreal GM Marc Bergevin is the second of a bombshell variety in recent years, only slightly less shocking than his move to swap the wildly popular superstar defenseman P.K. Subban for Nashville all-star blue liner Shea Weber. That's a move that's worked out pretty well for both teams. This decision is curious, though. Yes, the Canadiens have been slumping recently, winners of just two of their last seven, and their most recent loss was a 4-0 shutout against the Bruins. But you don't often see a coach fired while his team sits atop the standings. Ironically enough, one coach who did suffer just that fate was Claude Julien, who got canned by the New Jersey Devils back in 2007 while that team was in first place at the time. Now Julien takes over behind the bench in Montreal after a 10-year stint with the Bruins that saw him become that franchise's all-time winningest coach and a tenure that produced a Stanley Cup in 2011. And really, with the Bruins winning their first three games since Julien's firing under interim coach Bruce Cassidy, how wonderful would it be to see the Bruins make the playoffs and meet the Canadiens in the postseason yet again, facing off against their former coach? No teams in any sport have had more playoff games against each other than the Bruins and Canadiens, but this really makes a compelling case for yet another this year. The greatest rivalry in NHL history would have an extra layer of the personal added to it. The atmosphere in both buildings would be electric, so let's hope it happens. Meanwhile, it remains to be seen whether this move will shock the Habs out of their recent doldrums. The problem with Montreal in recent years has been getting off to a strong start, as they did this year and last, then fading, either in the playoffs or at the end of the season. But with the world's best goalie, Carey Price, healthy this year, Montreal does have the anchor it needs to get back to playoff glory. The team has more Stanley Cups by far than any other NHL club, but the last one was hoisted in 1993, and for hockey-mad Montreal, that might as well be the Jurassic era. Perhaps that's why the status quo wasn't good enough for Bergevin, and he just saw an opportunity with Julien's firing to ramp up the rivalry with Boston another notch, while giving his team what he felt was a needed wake-up call in the final weeks of the regular season. The puck pundits in Montreal seem to like the move, by the way, and you need to only glance at the headlines in the Montreal Gazette and other local papers to see their thoughts. You don't need to turn to the sports pages. In Montreal, this is front page news. To men's college basketball, the Middlebury Panthers wrapped up their regular season in style. They beat Plattsburgh State 91-70, behind 30 points from their star forward Matt St. Amour. And he got into the record books with that game-high 30. St. Amour becomes the first player in school history with two 500-point seasons. Panthers finished the season at 21-3. They opened the NESCAC playoffs at home against Bates on Saturday. Elsewhere, Johnson & Wales routed Norwich 81-52. In women's college hoops, the Norwich Cadets got a career game from Paige McNally. Double-double, 19 points, 13 rebounds, both personal best, but in the final seconds, two made free throws by St. Joseph's of Maine sent the Cadets to a one-point loss, 68-67, in Northfield. Heather LeBlanc also had a big game, 22 points, 11 rebounds. Julia Champain hit the two big free throws for the Monks to win the game. The Middlebury Panthers got by Plattsburgh 59-54. They used a 22-7 run in the third quarter, and they held off the Cardinals for a late rally. Panthers finish at 17-7. They host Colby in the NESCAC quarterfinals on Saturday.